podcast. I gotta whisper because my baby is sleeping. I'm so bummed. I had this fire podcast that I recorded. It was 10 minutes. We sang Britney Spears. I was pouring my heart out, and for some odd reason, it deleted, but I'm gonna do my best to give it back to you. But one thing that I also wanted to share, I hope you can hear me okay, podcast. I love you. This is my PSA, my interruption to tell you I love you. You know I do that. I'm pacing around, but I'm tired, but I want to give this to you. Number one, in no particular order. I got a lot to share. I got a lot to share. I'm excited here. Number one, I'm a huge fan of health foods. Investing in our bodies, as my friend Jesse Itzler says, food is not an expense; it's an investment. So I'm a big fan of Shakeology, Darren Olean. Check him out, Darren, D-A-R-I-N-O-L-I-E-N. He's phenomenal. Follow him on Instagram, at Super Life Living. He also has a great book out. He's fantastic. But I drink Shakeology. I've been drinking it for a long time. I love it. He's known as the superfood hunter, travels all around the world. Studying the best superfoods. I trust him. I love him. I drink Shakeology most mornings. And I just reordered it. And I had stopped, actually, truth be told, because I was trying to mix in some other things and just trying to be really mindful of my expenses. But I was like, you know what? This is easy. I know it's healthy. I'm going to get it back monthly. It literally costs like $145 a month. But I was like, you know what? No, this is the best money that I can spend. It's on my health. Better we should invest in it now. Spend the money on fruits and vegetables. Spend the money on buying organic. Spend the money on good water. Better than buying medications or hospital bills or things like that. So that's number one. Invest in your health. Spend the money. You know what? That $8 juice, maybe that's the best money you can spend because I want you feeling good, feeling energized, and living long. That's number one. Number two, be on the lookout. This is crazy. Today, I got an email from what I thought was, and I'm so sorry, I'm whispering right now, but I needed to redo this. I was so bummed that this podcast was erased, but let's not live in the past. It wasn't meant to be. Anyways, I got an email from the CEO, or so I thought, of the promotional products company that I work with. It said, hey, can you complete a quick task for me? I need you to go to a retail store, pick up a couple of Google Play cards. I said, sure, no problem. I was in a rush. I looked at it on my phone. I thought that it was all good. I literally showed up at Best Buy. I said, can I get a couple of Google Play cards? I need $1,000 worth. I was texting with who I thought was the CEO. This whole thing literally, and this is crazy, mad shouts out to Best Buy, but the guy at Best Buy said to me, he goes, hey, why are you buying these? And I was like, well, the CEO of my company emailed me to get these. And he said, you should check the email. And first I was like, well, what do you mean? Why are you telling me to check the email? So I did. It turns out, literally, when I clicked on it, it was an email from another country. It was totally bogus. It's a scam. It's basically, they were explaining to me, it's a new way of laundering money where they lure you in, they get the code on the back of the card after you buy it, and you're out the money. So beware. These are scams. Anybody asking you to get these gift cards, make sure you call them and confirm. So be aware of the scammers. Let's review. Number one, invest in your health by healthy foods. Number two, be aware of these scams. And number three, what was the number three thing I was talking? Oh, yeah, no, this is very important. This is very, very important. So, and I hope you can hear me, podcast, and I love you guys so much. And I see that there's more people listening, which makes me so happy. Did I mention I'm so bummed that I literally like lost this podcast today? But I'm literally trying my best to bring it back to you today, even though I'm whispering right now. Anywho, so check this out. In my transition from the old promotional products company that I was working with to now the new one, inadvertently, unexpectedly, I lost two of my largest clients. Unforeseen circumstances. I was bumming about it for a little bit. It literally is $1 million in sales a year that I have lost for the time being. But I decided last night, I'm like, you know what? Normally, and in the past, I've suffered from career ADD where I jump from job to job to job. Things aren't good, I bail. But I was like, I'm gonna dig deep. And I did this once before, back when I first started in the promotional products industry. I had a bad attitude. I kept saying, I don't want to sell keychains, this and that. But my business was booming. It was growing. And finally, I was like, I remember this moment. I said, if I had kids, what would I tell them to do? And I was like, I would tell them to honor it. As Danny Johnson says, prosper where you're planted. Doesn't mean you have to stay there forever, but it does mean be your best, do your best. I was like, be the best Ned Spector. That's what I would tell her. So a couple of years back, I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to make this a version of my dream job. I had three new rules. I said, number one, I'm going to go after companies I'm passionate about. I'm going to say, I love your company. I want to help you with your merchandise. I want to bring my passion into it. Number two, I said, I'm going to bring positivity and motivate the one person on my team and try to make it the best job she's ever had. And number three, I'm going to build with social media. I'm going to start a show called Swag Life. I talk about merchandise and I talk about life because I love to inspire and share tools and tips and strategies. So those are my three rules, how I pivoted and 3 years ago, three, 4 years ago, really brought more meaning into a job that I was about to leave. So last night was another one of those moments. I'd been really struggling with this. I really couldn't believe I'd lost $1 million in sales, literally, in these two clients. But I was like, you know what? It's temporary. I'm going to dig deep. Hang on, I got to make sure my daughter isn't up. My daughter's asleep. My daughter just woke up. Yikes. Hold on, podcast. This is very real. Okay, I think she just went back down. So I literally last night, I decided, it was like, you could go left, you could go right. I was like, no, man, I'm jamming this right down the middle. I'm going to become better. I'm going to get that $1 million back and more. And here's how I did it. I got really clear with my goals. I was like, I'm going to build three buildings. Here's what I'm going to do. In my promotional products business, I'm going to get this piece of paper out so I can actually tell you. Hold on, podcast. This is very real here. This is going to be better than the podcast that we lost. I'm determined. Okay, literally, I was like, I'm going to build three buildings. I'm going to send 30 direct messages a week. I'm going to make 20 calls a week, send 20 emails, send 10 mailers out, multiple packages out, have an event once a quarter where I bring people to a dinner, a state of the union in marketing and branding and provide value for them. I'm going to reach out to current clients and new clients. And I said, I'm just going to hammer this. I'm just going to become better. And here's why, and I so believe that you have to get clear. So I want you to literally take 10 minutes, not an hour, take 10 minutes and get super clear. Because I believe the more specific we are, and I learned this from Tony Robbins, the more specific we are, the easier it is. It's like our brain knows and it starts to close the gap. It's like boom, 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 and it knows where it needs to go when you get clear. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna build three buildings. Number one, my promotional products business. Cool, I lost $1 million in sales. I'm gonna get it back and I'm gonna get better. I'm gonna get tighter. I'm gonna service my clients better. I'm gonna get more clients. I'm gonna become multidimensional, not just going through Instagram direct message, which is working, but making calls, setting meetings, getting out there, mailers, just becoming better by being specific. Number two, I'm going to build this video business. I love sharing things that I'm passionate about through video on social media. So I'm starting to do it for companies now. So I said, okay, I'm going to get three paying clients to do videos for in the next 6 months. Clarity, specific, know what, know when, know why, know how. And I said, the third building, life party. I wrote a date down. I said, what's realistic? What's realistic without breaking me? I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to do four shows. I've been talking about this, but I'm setting the date. August 9th in Detroit, then September in Minnesota, then October in New York, then LA in November. So think about for you. I don't want you to have to lose $1 million in sales to have this kick in the pants. Forgive me. But I don't want you to have that moment. Use this podcast as your excuse, as your permission to say, you know what? Yeah, I need to hit this next gear. I need to be better for myself. I need to be better for my family. I need this moment now. I don't want you to have to go through the heartache of having that $1 million sales moment of like, oh my gosh, I lost the clients. I want you to do it now. I want you to go on offense. I was on defense. I lost the clients. I don't want you to. I want you to literally take this, shut this off, go be great, go get clear. What are the buildings you want to build? But get clear. Know exactly what. Know by when. Know how. Know why. Write them down. Doesn't have to be an hour. Literally take 5-10 minutes. Build your buildings. Get specific. And be aware of those scammers out there. No gift cards unless you call and confirm. And invest in your health. Spend the money. Buy the juice. Buy organic, wild-caught fish, grass-fed meat, half your body weight in ounces of good, clean water. Boom, podcast. I'm feeling it. I'm glad we had to re-record this. And listen, the last thing I did on the podcast that I lost, and I'm so sorry, but we're not going to talk about the past anymore. I sang Britney Spears. I was like, Alexa, play 90s music. She couldn't find a good one. I wasn't feeling it. Finally, I was just like, Alexa, play Britney Spears. And she hit me with Baby One. No, it was Oops, I Did It Again. I don't have Alexa right now because I'm pacing around in my living room. So, unplanned podcast, I love you. I'm going to YouTube. And I'm going to get you a little Oops, I Did It Again. And we are going to do this. We're going to have to play it a little softer because I don't want to wake my daughter up. Oops, I Did It Again. Podcast, how are you feeling? I hope you are enjoying this. I am so passionate about bringing you value. I feel it growing. Please tell a friend. Let's grow this community. Somebody email me and tell me that you're rocking Ned at happymondayco.com. And let's take it out with a little Britney Spears. Oops, I Did It Again. A little 90s. In the 90s, I was rocking that Abercrombie. I was wearing Abercrombie cologne, wearing plaid and khakis and some Doc Martens. Like, whoa. And then again, like what podcast? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Anybody feeling this Britney Spears? Hang on. Get it. If my daughter does not wake up, it will be a miracle. Are you feeling this, Britney? What? I like pseudo know the dance to this. Is that weird? Britney just rocking that red latex situation. But to lose all my intention, that is just so typically. Paint the picture. I'm literally dancing to Britney. It's like 10:45. Daughter's sleeping. I got the monitor in one hand. All right, podcast, I love you so much. By the way, when you come to Life Party, we are going to sing. We are going to dance. We may sing Kokomo. We may sing Britney. You're going to get tools, tips, strategies. I'm going to sing to you. We're going to dance. It's like a TED Talk meets a Justin Timberlake concert meets Weird Al meets Tony Robbins. We're going to have fun. All right, podcast, I love you. I appreciate you. Have an awesome night, an awesome day. And I'll see you, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.